Tell you who else is living the dream on the weekend up at the TPS Murray River event is Sarah Jane Smith, who won the event. The girls are killing them out there on the TPS series at the moment, and she's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Sarah Jane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are very well. We're going gangbusters here, but I don't imagine we're going as well as you after your performance up at the Murray River across the weekend. How excited are you still that you're able to get the win 15 years in the making?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had a win, so it was pretty incredible, and to have my husband and son there was just something else. It was more than I could have wished for.
Now, you ended up dominating the tournament, and you won quite comfortably in the end. You kept it all together magnificently. Your iron play was great, and you win by 5. If you're going to win a tournament, is that the way to win it when you've got a big buffer coming down 18?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, 18 wasn't like a real scary hole, which is great. You know, if you've got a hole with water everywhere or something, that's kind of something that doesn't make it that relaxing if you've got a tight one coming down the stretch. But yeah, to know that I wasn't sure it was 5, I knew it was at least 4, and that definitely made it much more enjoyable. I was still pretty nervous, but yeah, it definitely made it an easier walk for sure.
So how satisfying is it? Take us into your emotions through it and knowing you had got the job done with that last putt on 18 and you won the tournament for the first time since 2008 in New York. Working so hard, the toil that goes into being a pro golfer on tour, and there's been top 10s along the way and all that sort of stuff, but actually getting over the line, what is that moment like?
It was pretty insane, really, because 2 months ago I wasn't sure where I stood with any of it. I knew once I started working, with a new coach at the end of the year, I knew that things were better, but I wasn't sure it was going to come together this quickly. So I think just having been where I was at, you know, in November to having yesterday was just unbelievable.
So tell us about that new coach, Grant Field, who I think is Cam Smith's mentor, if I'm not mistaken, up there on the Sunshine Coast. What's he done for you? Why have things changed and turned so dramatically?
Just everything, really. You know, my ball striking had been letting me down, which is something I'd relied heavily on early in my career. And then he said, you know, like, I feel like we can get the ball striking back pretty quickly, and he was right. He sort of got that within, like, the first couple of lessons. And then he said, now our focus will be on short game. So everything's just been about getting my short game to a better level. You know, even when I was playing like my better golf, it was never because of short game, you know. So he's really put his focus on that and said, you know, like, if we can get your ball striking to where it used to be, but get your chipping and short game to a level it's never been at, then, you know, you sort of don't know where it could lead to.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's whatever he's doing is working, so stay with it. And you said before that you didn't really know where you sat with it all, the whole you and golf thing. How big a change does the win on the weekend affect you? Or how does it affect your I suppose, vision going forward about how long you might want to be involved and what it might look like in the next 5 or so years?
Yeah, I mean, I just wasn't sure how much of, you know, like, our life savings I wanted to risk on going forward. You know, at the end of the last year, I hadn't spoken to Grant yet. I didn't, you know, there wasn't really any signs for any improvement. So it was like, do I really want to keep, you know, hemorrhaging money on a career that's not going anywhere, or should we pack it up and, you know, maybe come back home and figure something else out? So we really weren't sure where we stood with it. But to see this much improvement that quickly, and then obviously the winner's check gives us a little buffer too, which makes a huge difference. So it's just, yeah, now it's if I don't have the best status going forward this year, but having the weekend and knowing that I've got that kind of goal for me still is, you know, a huge confidence going forward.
Yeah, I mean, the $45,000 in the buffer zone helps with the mortgage payments, I'm sure, for you, Dwayne, and for little Theo as well to get through. I'm sure that creates great comfort, but I'm sure also that the way you play and the level that you play creates great confidence that this might not just be a flash in the pan, this might be a renaissance or a resurgence of excellent form, does it?
Yeah, I mean, just the amount of birdies and the scores that I've been having in the last couple of weeks, you know, like, it's, I haven't I'm not even sure of the last time I shot, and you know, 8 under, and I had 8 under at Rosebud, and the day before I had 5 under, but with 9 birdies. So that I could see that was already sort of coming around, and then to put it all again the next week, that was super exciting because, you know, like I said, I'm not even sure when the last time I shot scores like that. So to do it sort of 2 weeks in a row and feel comfortable doing it, that was kind of like the biggest bonus from it all.
And it's a good time to be in form too, because the Vic opens this week down at 13th Beach from Thursday. You're playing down there, a bigger prize pool up for grabs. Are there any European credits or status that you can get if you perform well this week?
I'm actually not sure. I don't think it's co-sanctioned this year. It has been in the past, but things like world ranking points and that are huge in any event, especially in one like this. It's a really quality field, so there'll be a lot of points on offer, and you know, those sort of things make a difference at later in the year with certain events too. So even if there's not any, I don't think there's any co-sanction, but the world ranking points will be huge.
Well, going into that with some form would give you great confidence. It's a big event down there at 13th Beach. It's a great event, great tournament down there. How does being a mum transform the way you train and think about your career, Sarah Jane? I mean, obviously, when kids come into your life, the world changes and spins for a bit. What's it done for your perspective on golf?
Oh, I mean, he's just changed everything for the better. I think that was one of the things I really struggled with not playing well, was that, you know, if you look at my results, I basically haven't played well since we had Theo, and I just felt like it was unfair to him because he's changed everything for the better, and I just wish that I had played better to show like how I really felt about playing and being his mom. So yeah, it's sort of, I think my time at the golf course is his quality. You know, like, I don't mess around when I go to practice. I'm there to, you know, get it done so I can get back home to him and Dwayne. And he's just the best. He's a little warrior on the road. He just, I mean, he complains sometimes, but for the most part, he doesn't complain. He's such a good traveler. And, you know, we're really fortunate on LPGA when I play out there that they have daycare, and, you know, you finish a round of golf and go and pick him up, and he's just, you know, he's the best. He's so happy to see you, and he's just ready to play regardless of the day. So he's been such a help over these last few years, because some of those days, you know, I think we would have been a bit doom and gloom, and he doesn't let you. He's straight to the park, so.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Changes the dynamic a little bit. The paradigm shift, as we say, around these parts. And that's worked for you beautifully on the weekend. Hopefully this week as well, down at 13th Beach for the Vic Open. Congratulations on the performance last week. It was great to watch, and look forward to seeing how you go this week. Go get them.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Sarah Jane Smith, winner of the TPS Murray River last week in action.